Watch, law enforcement officials doused with water in Queens. By Amy Furr on August 1, 2019. Video footage caught the moment a man doused two law enforcement officials in Woodhaven, Queens, with water on Tuesday. Surveillance video released by authorities showed the suspect on the sidewalk of Jamaica Avenue and 86th Street when he approached the officials and threw the contents of a water bottle on them. The suspect then left the scene in the opposite direction. Breitbart News reported Saturday that the New York Police Department, NYPD, was looking for 10 suspects who recently doused police with water in Harlem and other nearby areas. The NYPD had begun taking action after two videos of cops getting drenched with buckets of water, and in one instance where a cop had a bucket thrown at his head while making an arrest, went viral last week, the report stated. In light of the recent videos, lawmakers proposed a bill on Wednesday morning to bring an end to the despicable acts. What we are witnessing in New York City is disgraceful. A culture of blatant disrespect for law enforcement has been fostered and encouraged simply for political gain, which has resulted in such despicable acts of hate becoming acceptable in our communities, said Assemblyman Mike Lee Petrie, R. Long Island. We will not wait until these attacks spread like wildfire, Lee Petrie commented. This time, it's water? What's next? Gasoline? Acid? Reports said the law would make it a Class E felony to throw water or any other substance on an on-duty law enforcement official. Such a charge would be punishable by up to 1 to 4 years in prison. On July 25, President Trump voiced his displeasure with the recent incidents and called on New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio to take a stand against the behavior. We love our law enforcement officers all around this great country. What took place in NYC with water being tossed on NYPD officers was a total disgrace. It is time for NYC Mayor Bill de Blasio to stand up for those who protect our lives and serve us all so well, the president wrote on Twitter.